So you must be so excited. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, pretty surprised, and I don't really know what I'm feeling.
You're coming off of a super strong weekend in Davos as well, and then today I think is your first time reaching the final, is that right?
Yeah.
And also your first podium,
Yep.
which is amazing. So can you kind of talk about your mindset as far as like when you start going into that uncharted territory, so to speak, like what is that, what's going on in your mind as you're making the final and skiing with those women?
I kind of approached the day taking every round as it came and was, I told myself today, like, today's can be a day where I can make the final. And I saw that it's easy to think like, oh, I'll make the semis, and then, oh, I made the semis, that's awesome. But today I was like, okay, then focus on the next round. And I was really nervous before the final, like right before, with we had some like delays with the weather. And then I got really nervous seeing the people I was skiing against. In the first half of the race, I was just, my stomach was in a knot and I didn't really know what I was doing. But then I came around to the second half of the course where I was feeling really strong all day, and then flip switched and I just kicked it into gear and went.
When I was talking with Sophie, she was saying that you liked the conditions, that you were kind of talking about this being an advantage for you guys. Can you talk a little bit about your strategy and why you felt that way?
Yeah, so I grew up outside of Boston on the West golf course ski track, and so we had a lot of rainy, icy, slushy, mixed weather skiing days there. And so I woke up this morning and I was actually quite excited to see the weather be so bad because I know that that's one of my strengths is not letting that get in the way. And I almost thought it was pretty funny how crazy the weather was today between downpouring rain, sleet, snow, lightning, thunder. Like it was just about everything today. And so, I almost thought it was just fun and crazy, and I don't know, somehow I enjoy that, but maybe that's just what I grew up skiing in.
And it seemed like you were kind of making your move in at least the quarters and the semis on the beginning of that climb, like around the halfway mark. Can you talk a little bit about your tactics there?
So I haven't had the best starts recently, and that's something I'm working on, but I also didn't really want to lead. And so sitting kind of in the back, and then I've been feeling really strong in my V1 hop skating. And so once I hit that hill, I made that move in the quarterfinal, and then it worked again in the semifinal. So I was feeling really strong there. And then also the last hill into the stadium, the V1 hopping there, was feeling really strong. And so I kind of was kept in contact and played patient and then waited for when I saw an opening and in the spots where I was feeling really strong today.
What is your plan as far as what's next? Are you racing the Tour de Ski?
Tomorrow, Sophie and I are team sprinting, which I'm really, really excited about. I think that's probably the race I've looked most forward to this whole period one. And so I think that'll be really cool because I did my first team sprint with her last year in Dresden, and we were in a narrow fourth place for photo finish, second, third, and fourth. So I'm really excited for tomorrow. And then I'm planning on starting the Tour de Ski, and I'll evaluate how things are going, but I'm also really prioritizing Dresden because, again, it's another skate sprint and team sprint weekend that I am looking forward to. So, Tour de Ski will be kind of up in the air depending on how I'm feeling and see where that goes.